sir.
Have a good night.
Case number 11055, 26 Center LLC, northeast corner of Route 113, DuPont Boulevard and Cricket Street. A special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the minimum side yard setback, the maximum square footage, the maximum height requirement, and the variance from the setback requirement from a dwelling. That's you.
Dear Lord. George.
There's a revision, if you can pass it on down. If you look at the bottom one, at the star, it's been revised from the original.
You say your name and address for the record?
Andrew, 1076 West Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
You keep one, you pass the rest.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you. This is an application for a special use exception and variances in order to permit the building of a billboard on property that we own Route 113 in Cricket Street, just south of Hillsborough. We owned the property for 50 years, and I have an exhibit book that I'd like to present to you and ask that it become part of the record as a part of this hearing. All right.
It's six. Do you want me? You have an extra one? If not, that's okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
As those start to get handed down, I'll quickly describe the property. And please stop me at any point should you need further explanation of any of my exhibits. Okay. Property is located on the east side of 113 and is zone C1 commercial. All adjacent properties are also zone C1. In the exhibit book, you'll see a series of maps describing the land, planning aspects of the property and the area. Each map, subject property is marked with a yellow dot and has a star on that. Tried to make that easy for you. The site is just south of the Peninsula Crossing Shopping Center and north of Savannah Square Shopping Center in Dagsboro. This location makes our proposed billboard ideal for advertising the many businesses that we have that are in those centers. Our location is also ideal for smaller businesses that wish to compete with these larger chains. Let's see here. As you look through those maps, they're kind of self-explanatory, but if you do have questions, let me know. There's a traffic count one on page three. There's about 13,000 cars a day for this location. It's level two with the Delaware state spending. And of course, Sussex County has it targeted as a high growth area and it is identified as town center. The town of Millsboro, although they are far away from this location, has identified it as a future annexation area, but again, that's going to be a ways out, and that's zoning is highway commercial. Page 7 is a Sussex County tax map, and you can see that location as well. Okay, so looking at this survey on page 8, the subject property is an irregular-shaped C1 zone lot that is grandfathered and is non-conforming. The subject property has 114 feet of frontage, tapering down to about 91.27 feet at the rear. The current required lot width in a C1 zoning district is 150, so we're way off of that with this non-conforming lot. Subject property is approximately 19,546 square feet. The current required lot size in a C1 zoning district is 32,670 square feet. The property does not have public water or sewer. The property is commercially zoned and is in a development district, and all properties that touch it are also zoned C1. It was appraised in the last 12 months, and Joe Melson, the appraiser, determined that the highest and best use is commercial. We cannot get an entrance off of Route 113, which has hurt the marketability of this site. We had it listed for years. It was one of my worst listings, and it just sat there. With ingress and egress, it's not a very desirable commercial lot. The property has an extremely limited building envelope due to a 60-foot setback off of Route 113. DelDOT is taking additional land from us as a result of improvements that they are making at the intersection of Cricket Street and Route 113, therefore making an already narrow lot even more narrow. Location of the septic field is within the primary building envelope where parking and building construction should occur. I've included the letters from DelDOT with regard to the entrance issue. I've included the letter as well as with regard to the improvements at that intersection. I have met with Ed Maloney, and we have identified this location to be within their requirements, and he is satisfied with the location that I will show you in a few more pages. Included a copy of the site plan for the site evaluation. And on page 14, I've included the survey, which leads me into page 15, which goes into the variance requested. There are three different types of variances that we're requesting. Four variances from dwellings, three of which we own, my family owns, and the fourth one, we have a letter of support from that property owner with regard to this application. The second variance is a 15-foot height variance. The billboard will be 40 feet to the top. And then the third variance is a 600-square-foot size variance. The billboard will be 10 by 30 faces, double stacked and double sided. The proposed billboard will comply with the 25-foot front yard setback as required by Sussex County and DelDOT. It will not interfere with traffic visibility per Ed Maloney. It is in compliance with the 50-yard side yard setback. And it is not within 300 feet of another billboard. Page 16 is a copy of that letter of support. Page 17 just goes into our desire to put up a steel monopole structure to conserve what little land we have left on this lot. I did not know how to address the bulk variance. I don't know if that's ever been done before, using the five standards. So I came up with a competitive analysis. Basically, I'll summarize this for you. When driving from the Royal Farm in Dagsboro to North Georgetown, there are 25 billboards. 16 of them are owned by Clear Channel, 9 are owned by others. Of the 16 that are owned by Clear Channel, 15 of them are double-faced and double-sided steel monopoles. I think one of those actually is a salt-treated pylon. So 14 are steel monopole. One is a salt-treated pylon, but still it's double-faced and double-sided. But all of the steel monopole structures were double-faced and double-sided. Clear Channel has 64% of the market. From Georgetown to Dagsboro, they do not own the land where the signs are located. We do. They don't pay property taxes. We do, and have for many years. So that's just kind of the gist of that presentation there. If you have any questions, let me know. We also have a line of sight obstruction on page 19. The green area is approximately the, it's probably a little high, location of where we are looking for this board to be located above the Horace Mann sign that is already there. This page 20 is an example of the board that we're looking to erect. And page 21 is a summary of double-faced, double-sided billboards in the area of where we are proposing to put this board. And I have included pictures of each one of those yellow pushpins on the following pages. With regard to the character of the neighborhood, on page 28, we took a picture standing on our lot looking south, and that is a used car lot. Looking southwest, there's Carrie's Insurance. Looking immediately west, there's this mini storage unit facility. And then 600 feet south of the site is the Parker Commercial Complex. I'm going to go ahead and address the standards for relief for the bulk 600 square foot size variance that we're looking for. We are proposing to erect a billboard in a market that is dominated by steel structures, which are double-faced and double-sided billboards. Constructing a single-faced monopole structure provides a much smaller and slower return on investment and would put us at a competitive disadvantage when compared to other approvals that were granted in the area. Possibility of development. It cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance as an expensive steel monopole structure. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant has no control over the size of signs that were already approved in this market. Therefore, the difficulties were clearly not created by the applicant. As shown in the before-mentioned map, the area has many double-faced sided billboards, and this is with regard to the effects on surroundings. There are many double-sided billboards in the area, so the proposed use will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The proposed variances will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent properties, considering they are already being used for commercial purposes. Extent of variance. The variances requested are based on exact measurements provided by a licensed surveyor and represent the least modification possible. The variances are necessary to afford relief. With regard to the setback from a dwelling variance that we're asking, again, three of the four variances are family owned, one of which, the fourth of which, we do have a letter of support for. Since the lot, on uniqueness, since the lot is so small, we are unable to meet the setbacks from the above mentioned dwellings due to the fact that there is no water and sewer. Developing the site for another commercial use is not really practical. Possibility of development. Since the lot is so small, it cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Since the lot was created prior to the current land regulations, the difficulties were clearly not created by the applicant. Effects on surroundings. It's a commercial area already being used for commercial purposes. And extent of variation are based on exact measurements. And then the final variance type is the 15-foot height variance. Standards for relief uniqueness. The adjacent property owner's sign creates a visual line of sight obstruction to our proposed sign when held to the 25 maximum height limit. Possibility of development. Since the line of sight is obstructed, it cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant has no control over the size of neighboring signs. Therefore, the difficulties were not created by us. The area is commercial, and the variances requested are based on exact measurements. With regard to the special use exception, the adjacent and neighboring properties are already zoned commercial and being utilized for commercial purposes, and we will not affect adversely those uses. For all these reasons, 26 Center LLC asks that the board grant the requested special use exception as well as the variances, and I'm ready to answer any questions should you have them.
All right, sir. Very well. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. I just hadn't had a chance to go over the whole thing here, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
That's all right. I don't have any questions to answer you. Answer you, no.
Alrighty, Mr. Workman.
How far are you off the road, that sign?
It's 25 feet off the road.
25 feet off the road.
Yes, sir.
Do you have your signs printed out yet?
We have a waiting list for signs in that area, we do.
You do have a waiting list to get on?
I'm sorry?
A waiting list to get on that signs.
Are you on the list?
No, he said, do you have a
list? Do you have a waiting list?
We have a waiting list for the sign, yes.
But everything? For both sides?
For... well, there's four people, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to get at least when people can't see it. And it's hard to get at least when they don't know how high it's going to be, what the bulk is going to be, and if it will get approved by you guys. So it's a hard sell to get something leased before it's built.
But I think we're pushing this a little bit harder now because if you go up and down the roads now, you see a lot of empty signs.
I agree with you. That's a great question.
And that's why that I'm not in favor of putting something up unless you got it leased.
We do. And I tell you, every one of our boards is leased but one. and that's in Millville, and it's at a weird angle. So we work it, and I know there are a lot of vacant signs, but you have to work it. You have to work it every week, and I do. I'm hands-on with it. So, and if you would like me to provide those leases, I know that if you were to look at some of our boards now, you would see that they're available. They're not. The vinyl's going to be going up in a couple weeks, and if you want me to provide those, I can do that. Same with this board. Several people have inquired about this location. I don't have anything to offer, which is one of the reasons that we're up here.
So I do have a question now. You did lease these boards before that was approved, huh?
I can't lease something I don't have built.
Right.
So in other words, I've got to be able to identify the size.
So you told your customers that...
Sit tight. I'll see what I can do. I'll talk to the Board of Adjustments.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot better.
Okay. Any other questions?
Mr. Hudson?
Just to extend Mr. Workman's question a little bit more, are any of the six that you referenced that are already existing in the area, are any of those billboards unrented right now that you're aware of as far as anything being posted on the billboard?
Oh, the six that I've identified on the map?
Yeah.
I think Mr. Parker has one or two available. The Clear Channel may have one or two. Layfield may have one or two. But again, those guys don't, you know, I'm working not just local. I'm working with firms in Manhattan and Dallas and various parts of the country that aren't just looking for Baker's Hardware or something like that. You're going to see some boards go up in the next week or two on our boards that are with a new energy firm, that are with Beazer Homes, that are with NV Homes. So, you know, I'm trying to work it rather than let people come to me, which I think generally is the mode of operation in this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay, and Mr. Kelly, then you've answered mine. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if it pleases the board, I'd like to make a motion. We table case number 11155 until our next regular meeting to look through all the information that we've received.
Okay. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 11155 until our next regular meeting, which will be on the 28th. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
It's the 18th.
Mr. 18th, I'm sorry.
18th, yeah.
Can I say 28th?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
It's the 18th.
18th.
18th, thank you. That's my daughter's birthday. Mr. Werber?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson again?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And aye, Mr. Callaway again. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11155 has been tabled until our next regular meeting, which is on the 18th.
Okay. I got it. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right.